Mario est fini, voilà.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Grace with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Moreton Bay Regional Council are prosecuting 9 people for allegedly dumping more than 2,500 litres of waste in the region. Each person faces magistrate fines exceeding $57,000. Mayor Peter Flannery says evidence has been captured through CCTV camera footage and will be shown in court. According to Flannery, illegal dumping sites can be made up of dangerous chemicals which can cause bushfires.
In a vote to be held today, Moreton Bay Council has set to hand over land for more affordable and social housing. The decision will see land available to community housing providers to lease and build units and homes for low-income tenants. Mayor Peter Flannery says the costs involved for obtaining land should not be a barrier and that the council will help remove the hurdle by putting its own land on the market. If the vote is passed, expressions of interest should be called for by Christmas.
In national news, Australia's largest sexual health clinic group, Stigma Health, has recently announced the availability of free STI testing nationwide. Access to the health service enables intervention treatments and draws attention to the hidden dangers of putting off testing. The report revealed in 2021, roughly 2,600 people living with HIV in the community were unaware of their status. James Sneddon, co-founder of Stigma Health, says wider access to sexual health services will help keep communities safe.
A new research report indicates that as of last year, Superfund members aged 65 or older have already owned 40% of Australia's $3.3 trillion in superannuation assets. The report from Rainmaker predicts that these numbers will exceed to 55% by this year and 70% by 2024.
In international news, a U.S. soldier has willfully and without authorization crossed into the North Korea border while on an orientation tour in South Korea. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says there's a lot they're still trying to learn. However, U.S. authorities believe he is in North Korean custody. CBS News reported that before the incident, the soldier was being escorted back to the U.S. for disciplinary reasons, but managed to return and join the orientation tour.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.com.au to learn more.